16 people are dead in Kryvyi Rih, Zelensky's own hometown, after Russian drones hit the largest shopping complex in Ukraine in what rescuers are calling a deliberate double-tap strike. That's where we start today, and it sets the tone for nearly everything that follows, because this Saturday is one of those days where the threads of global conflict, domestic politics, and corporate upheaval all pull at each other simultaneously. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intelligix's comprehensive current events analysis for Saturday, August 22nd, 2026.
I'm Sarah Chen, and we have a genuinely packed episode today. Beyond Ukraine, we're tracking a major escalation in the U.S.-Iran standoff, where President Trump declared the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical oil shipping lanes, American territory, at a rally in South Carolina. That statement carries legal and military implications that we'll dig into carefully. We're also watching Boeing's engineering workforce authorize a strike after rejecting a contract offer, which is the last thing a company still clawing back its reputation needs right now.
On the markets and business side, AMD just posted record quarterly revenue, and the stock dropped anyway. Elon Musk's public endorsement of Nvidia wiped out any celebration. We'll explain why one social media post can move semiconductor markets more than a $1 billion earnings beat. And the 50% tariffs the US just slapped on Canada after trade talks collapsed, that's a story with consequences far beyond the border.
In tech and AI, we're looking at the OpenAI executive exodus accelerating just weeks before what's supposed to be a landmark IPO, and at a sobering assessment of where AI-powered smart home assistants actually stand after a full year on the market. Spoiler. The gap between the marketing and the reality is still very wide. We also have a genuinely exciting science story. A 13-mile open-air quantum network link that just went live in the US, which is the kind of quiet milestone that tends to look enormous in retrospect.
There's also the Meta Section 230 petition to the Supreme Court, a case that could rewrite the legal architecture of the entire social media industry, and a federal arrest operation pulling 11 cruise ship workers in Boston on child exploitation material charges. Plus, we'll get into Pope Leo XIV's visit to San Marino, the SpaceX shareholder disclosure that's making some investors nervous, and the Paramount Mark Ruffalo dispute that escalated in a direction nobody predicted.
We'll close out with our "What if we're wrong?" discussion on one of the day's most confident consensus takes, and our time capsule check on a couple of predictions from this program that deserve an honest accounting. It's a lot. Let's get into it.